Gary, it looked like a game. You had won after a tight first half. As the game started opening up, you were reeling off scores in complete control of the game, but you had 3 points in a row conceded in the last 5 minutes to get a share of it. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, exactly what you said, Bryn. We were purging into the last 5-6 minutes when that injury happened in our own goal mouth. We weren't clinical enough coming out. We conceded frees and our kickouts over the line, and that's not good enough. We're going to be punished for that. In fairness to Mallon, they punished us there and they were chasing the game. We just weren't clinical at the end to see it out. We had a couple of opportunities to put the game to bed and we failed in that, and that's something we have to go back on Tuesday night to work on.
Yeah, and Gary, both teams sitting pretty defensive. I thought myself, they were, Valen were very rigid, you know, really locking in the 15 inside. You were trying to leave one or two up and trying to get a bit of direct ball in, but I suppose you had to carry the ball into tackle, and as soon as it got wet here today, it was a very difficult proposition. It seemed they were waiting 2 or 3 on one to strip you of the ball and try and break into the space.
Yeah, a lot of ball coughed up in that area, and that's something that we were maybe not enough movement from our own side, and we're looking for that. We're working on it in training, and when it doesn't happen in the field, it'll be a disappointing factor of it, because I felt if we had moved a wee bit more and picked off the holes, that we could have had another 4 or 5 points, and we felt we left that behind.
Yeah, and you've given a chance to youth here, I suppose out of necessity. You've lost players, the immigration, you obviously lost Darragh O'Connor pre-season. A lot of blows for you going into this championship. Are you happy with the way the squad is shaping up?
Yeah, look, I'm happy. Look, when you have Keelan McGonigal, the senior players, Aaron William McLaughlin, and they're blooding the youth, Liam Jordan, Connor Graham coming in there, Evan McKillian, you know, they're big difference, and Adam coming in to replace Harry in goals. Like, the youthful, them lads are buying into it. They're the first year in senior team, and they're adapting it very well. They're mixing very well with the bunch, and that's what you need. And their group gelling very tight, and they will get good, whether this year or not. But we're going the right direction, we feel, as a club, because we're blooding our youth, and we're have a back off of a panel now.
Yeah, and I suppose looking at that, you're always learning, Gary. You're a very experienced coach now. You've been around them last 5 minutes in it. Is it a case of possession, holding possession, and trying to get it up the pitch, or did the lads run out of steam this morning?
Well, we look at some factors. We coughed up possessions, especially on the kickouts, and we send them over the sideline. We're trying to pinpoint kickouts, and when you have two twin towers in midfield, maybe straight down the middle is something to learn, and which that we should have talked, because when Peter caught the one down the middle, he kicked it straight into Kevin Tracy, and we get a score from it, and that should be next. We maybe try to thread the needle, because Mallon gave us the kick outs in the first half and right up the last 15 minutes. And when we had a go long, maybe we didn't do enough all day to be clinical when the pressure was on.
Yeah, and victory last week over Burt. Listen, not defeated today, which is a big thing. This point could be vital for you to progress in this competition.
Absolutely, every point's crucial. We have a big game. Letterkenny Gales on a good spring at the minute, and they're coming here next week. So look, at we'll take any points going. We thought we left one behind today, but that's for us to put it right now in the coming weeks, and that's the joys of this intermediate championship that gives it a bit of bite, you know.